In this video, we're going to be talking about ranking factors and trust signals. So, what's the difference between a ranking factor and a trust signal? Ranking factors are the things that Google uses to determine your rank position on Google. Trust signals are second-order effects that can impact ranking factors. Many SEOs conflate them both as being ranking factors, but this isn't true. There are only a few things that Google specifically pays attention to determine whether or not a piece of content is a good result for a keyword. But there are hundreds and hundreds of second order trust signals that can dictate how those ranking factors are determined. Let's look at some of the real ranking factors that Google lists on their own website. Content quality. This screenshot is actually from an old leaked website that Google had produced talking about how to produce quality content. I don't think there's anything earth-shattering in here that would need to be kept secret, but it's clear that Google wants quality content in their search results, because if there's quality content in their search results, then users will trust Google, they will continue to come back to Google and click their ads and make them more money. The next ranking factor is keywords. Having keywords in the title, having keywords in your URL, having keywords in your content can all work together to help you rank for specific queries on Google. This one's pretty obvious. Keywords are still a very high signal of the context of the content that they're indexing. So keywords are very useful to include in the title, to include in the URL, and include in the content. Backlinks. Backlinks are one of the most challenging ranking factors on Google because they are so hard to acquire. It's not hard to acquire poor links from low reputation websites on the internet, but it's very difficult to acquire high value, high reputation links from high reputation websites on the internet. Backlinks are a trust signal to Google. If your website has a lot of links from other trustworthy websites on the internet, then Google doesn't have to do any due diligence to wonder whether or not your website's trustworthy. They know based on the backlink profile. If your website has thousands or tens of thousands or millions of low quality links and no reputable links, then Google knows something is up. But if your website has several highly reputable links pointing back to it that are contextual, that are useful, that add value, then they know that you're going to be a trustworthy resource and they're going to rank your content higher. They're going to push you up the rankings because they know that the content you produce is going to be trustworthy. Helpful content. This is a new one. Within the last year, Google pushed out the helpful content update. This update was interesting because Google specifically told people that having unhelpful content on their website could impact their rankings. It used to be, in the past, you could have anything on your website and Google would bin things based on whatever category they fell into. But now Google's looking at websites from a more holistic approach. If a website has consistently low value content on their website, it'll impact any good quality content on their website. This is something that impacted a lot of SEOs because the trope was to only consistently produce content. Didn't matter what the quality was, it didn't matter how good it was, just produce more and more content. That is not the case anymore. What Google wants is for you to produce the absolute best content that you can and no more. The next ranking factor is original content. If your content is just a collection of other people's content, or if it's too similar to other content that already ranks on Google, then you're not going to be able to climb the rankings. Google already has information that's exactly the same as what you're producing. They're just going to put up what already is there. If the content that you produce is original, if it has newer information, if it has different perspectives and expert opinions or ideas, then Google will more likely consider pushing your content up to the top of rankings. Passages. Google has a passage ranking system that pulls passages from your content and they display them on Google. You may have seen when you Google something, sometimes it pulls the text right up to the top of the Google search results and gives you the answer right away. This can dramatically impact your SEO because it will give you a lot of impressions, but it does change the way people interact with your website. If the answer is relatively simple and people are able to get the entire context from that snippet, then they might not click through to your website. But if the topic is complex and the snippet is only one part of the information, then people will click through and they'll go to your website. So this is a great way to rank higher in Google search results. Page experience. This is probably one of the most important ranking factors outside of backlinks on Google. Google cares a lot about what happens when somebody goes to your website because, like we talked about before, the goal is trust. Google wants searchers to be able to trust that Google is going to serve them good websites. If Google pushes your website up the rankings and it's not a very trustworthy website and people go onto that website and have a bad experience, that's a red flag not only for your website, but for Google as well. That's the last thing that they want is to be pushing anything that's going to scam people, anything that's going to harm people or manipulate people. The other thing that this concludes is design and the actual experience of a user on a page. If your website is designed poorly, if it has poor legibility or contrast, maybe the text is too small, or the layout is not intuitive or is not structured well, then Google will downrank your website. As I was doing research for this course, I ran into some negative ranking factors that Google said they take into account. So there's deduplication and site diversity. Deduplication and site diversity is basically if your website shows up multiple times in search results, they'll try to only push one, maybe two in search results. So technically, you could have other pages ranking for keywords, but Google's going to push them down because they're only going to promote the top one or two. This is to help prevent really large media outlets from dominating search results for every keyword. There's also removal-based demotions. If Google manually has to interact with your website and take it down or remove things, then that's a negative signal. And exact match domains I thought was interesting because at least from what I thought, and this is going back 5-10 years, exact match domains were all the rage because they worked well with SEO. And I took a screenshot from their website, exact match domains. They basically just don't want to give them too much credit just because they match a query. So they will actually suppress exact match domains, especially if they actually aren't relevant to what the keyword is. So just because somebody creates the domain name bestplacestoeatlunch.com doesn't mean that they're going to automatically rank for that keyword. Some common misattributed ranking factors are domain age. Over the years, I've heard a lot of people say that, oh, if you have an old domain, you're going to rank better on Google. This is totally false. Google has always said it does not matter how old your domain is. The reason why domain age seems like a ranking factor is because of the trust signal of backlinks. And backlinks take quite a bit of time to acquire. And so if you have an old domain that has a lot of links, then yes, that domain is going to be more trustworthy. But if you have an old domain that has no backlinks to it, it's not trustworthy. It's not going to help you rank at all. Another one is content length. For a long time, people thought that you just had to produce longer and longer content. This is not true. Google actually will penalize you if your content is too long because they know users aren't going to have a good experience reading that. Nobody goes to a website and reads 20,000 words. You want to get the information that you're looking for quickly and concisely and in a simple and clean way. Another ranking factor that people talk about is external traffic. Pushing thousands of users to a page somehow magically makes them show up in search engine results better. This is not true. Google can only see what traffic is coming in through Google through their links. They aren't able to see what traffic is coming to your website outside of Google. If people start Googling your website because of some external traffic event, say you go viral on some social media platform, that might be an event that causes more people to Google your website. And then as more people Google your website, that can be a signal to Google that, hey, people are looking for this website. We should probably bump them up the rankings. And that trust signal shows Google that you should probably be higher in the rankings. You can see how the trust signals can get conflated with ranking factors. The ranking factors are very well defined by Google, and trust signals are things you can do to signal trust to Google that says, hey, my website should be higher up in the rankings. But they're not direct ranking factors. Google doesn't acknowledge that external traffic will boost your rankings. It doesn't correlate to an algorithm that can even keep track of that. So throughout the course, there will be many trust signals that I will be talking about that are second order ranking factors. And we'll only use trust signals that are very sound, that are very useful, that are very long-term oriented, very value-oriented, so that we're going to be able to build a long-term content engine that's going to drive traffic consistently for your business over time so that you can increase your revenue and grow over time.